Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you want a large sampler platter of some of the best Sacramento has to offer when it comes to food and beverage, you are in luck. More than 50 local restaurants, wineries, and small businesses are taking part in an annual celebration that's been running for over a decade now. It's called Taste of East Sacramento, and it's going to be taking place this Saturday at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church off Alhambra Boulevard. Joining us now is Serena Marzion with the East Sacramento Chamber of Commerce, which presents and puts on this event, to give us a preview of what this year's Taste of East Sacramento has to offer. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicky. I'm excited to talk to you about taste.
Yes, it's perfect for lunchtime.
It really is.
Perfect timing to have this conversation. So if someone's learning about this for the first time, what is Taste of East Sacramento? How did it get started?
You know, it got started in 2003, and it was Lisa Schmidt and Josh Nelson, he's from Sellens, they got together and decided they wanted an opportunity to highlight all of the growing businesses and restaurants in East Sac. And so it started off with 7 restaurants and a couple of wineries, and it's really taken off. The community has really embraced this event, and so we've just grown and grown exponentially over the years.
I would imagine just alongside with the city of Sacramento as well, over the past 14 years, when you talk about food and beverage, I mean, it must have just transformed significantly in that time for this neighborhood in East Sacramento.
Absolutely. And now we have such a wide variety of offerings. You know, you will find Indian, Thai, Italian. You know, we didn't have that years ago. And so now it's really exciting to feature such a variety of offerings that we have in our community.
And this is put on, of course, by the East Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. How many members do you have?
Our membership ranges, right now we're about 250 different businesses. And I must say, all of those are small, locally owned businesses, unlike some of the larger chambers with a big membership. So really, we get to know all of our members, and that's why we're excited to feature them at this event.
How does an event like Taste of East Sacramento help and benefit the 250 businesses that you support?
Well, not only do they have an opportunity to help us present the event, this year we have our presenting sponsor is Brickland. And so we're really featuring...
On Folsom Boulevard.
Yes, on Folsom Boulevard. And so they won't just be featuring their food, but they really have an opportunity to publicly show off what they have to offer. And but our other small businesses, you know, there are a lot of catering companies that you might not know about that will be there. And so people get a chance to talk to the chefs and the owners and really get to know what their business is about. And, you know, it's hard to try all of these restaurants over time, so it's nice to have them all in one place.
Absolutely. And I would imagine as your membership has grown, and even just this event has grown from, you know, I think you said 7 vendors to now you have over 50 that's going to be happening this Saturday. The reaction and the support from the community, I would think, has grown in that same time as well.
Well, who doesn't love food and wine? You know, it's easy to have a successful event based on wonderful food and wine. But not just that, you know, we'll have a local band there playing music. You know, it really feels like a neighborhood event. Neighbors see neighbors. I see people who haven't seen each other for a year get together and have a chance to collectively meet and talk. And so it's just a really great event in terms of that.
I also think it's a treat if you get to see a local chef or a restaurant owner or an owner of a business that you don't normally get to see, but maybe you frequent regularly, but you get to see him in the flesh.
Absolutely. For instance, Hawks, you know, I know that they're there during the day a lot. And so at night at this event, people get a chance to meet Molly Hawk and her husband. And so I know that people love to see them and share with them how much they love their restaurant.
Does this actually lead or translate to a boost in business after Taste of East Sacramento?
I absolutely hope so. You know, especially some of these smaller businesses and catering companies, you know, where they don't have as much exposure as some of the bigger restaurants like Sellens and Obo, who are there every year. And actually, Josh Nelson, he still helps us procure all of the different wineries, because we don't have, you know, 20 different local East Sac wineries. We do have a handful, but so he goes out of the neighborhood and gets all of those for us.
What are some of the other restaurants that are going to be taking part this weekend?
Alora will be there. I'm excited to see them. Akasi Isak, which is a newer restaurant that's been really popular. La Porta, which is another new restaurant. They just opened 2 months ago. Origami, Selen's, Oboe, and of course, Brickland, just to name a few. But, you know, we also have some Indian food and, like I said, Thai food. So there's a lot to choose from. Nobody is going to leave this event hungry or sober.
Yes. And that was my next question, which is probably important. Yeah. 21 and over?
Yes, it absolutely is a 21 and over event. We also have SABA, which is the Sacramento Area Bicycle Association. They will be providing bike valet. So we really encourage people to either Uber or our bicycle to the event. Your bike will be safe. But yeah, we will also not just have wine, but Sac Yard, who's also one of our sponsors, they'll be providing a beer garden area. Nitty Cider will be there. Baker Family Wines, which is owned by Dusty Baker. He might be making an appearance, I hear. So that's kind of exciting news. But we have a few non-alcohol. Temple Coffee will be there. So we do have that option as well.
That is awesome. If you have a ticket, you're going to buy a ticket. Does that basically give you pretty much a full pass
yes.
to just try everything?
Yes, I don't want you to have to get out your wallet. Once you're there, your hands are going to be full with a plate and a glass. So yes, once you purchase your tickets, they're $85. We still have a few left. You can purchase at tasteofisac.com. But once you're in, yes, beer, wine, beverages, and lots of food.
How many people are you expecting?
We are expecting 600 people this year. So yes, we have grown quite a bit since when I started doing the event 8 years ago, it was a 100-person event. So yes, we've grown quite a bit. And we have opened up the space so that now we're indoor, outdoor, and included lots more seating. So that was another thing that we've seen over the years, that people want to be able to sit and relax a bit while they eat and drink.
Yeah, it's a good group of people.
It is.
Getting together. And you've sold out in the past, right?
Every year we sold out, and we expect to sell out again this year.
So if you can give us a little bit of advice, if this is your first time, I mean, over 50 restaurants mm-hmm. and wineries sounds amazing. That can also feel a little overwhelming.
Yes.
How do you recommend someone navigate their way around yeah. Taste of East Sacramento?
Pace yourself. It is, you know, the event goes from 6 to 9. And so, yeah, I would pace yourself, but definitely come hungry and definitely Uber. But yeah, you know, just take the opportunity to talk to the different folks there. You know, don't just grab a piece of food, but, you know, talk to them, get to know some of these chefs. The winemakers are there. They love to talk about their wines, and they have multiple different tastings. And so, you know, it's just for me, it's always great to go to a dinner party and say, hey, this wine is from this particular winery, and this is what I know about it. So it's fun to learn things about the different restaurants and wineries.
If people miss this one on Saturday, what other events is the Chamber putting on?
Well, you know, we have quite a few different events coming up. Another thing that we do in August is called Savor Isak, and that is an opportunity for you to go back to all of these different restaurants, and they'll have a special going on for 10 days. And so that's the thing about this event, is it helps fundraise so that we can do things for our members like Savor Isak. And then we also have Shop Isak in December. So all of these are promotions for us to try and encourage people to shop, eat, and play local in East Sacramento.
I would think sometimes during the winter or even during that summer heat in August, you know, does business go down around that time?
It does. And so that's why in August, that we found from our restaurateurs, August is a slower month. People are traveling or they're getting the kids back into school. And so that's why we've chosen to do Savor Isak in August.
Serena, thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Serena Marzian is the executive director of the East Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. And we have been talking about the 2024. It's the 14th annual Taste of East Sacramento. It is happening this Saturday in East Sacramento, Saturday evening, and we have more information to tickets and information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.